It's not about us, it's about him. Communion. He says, do this in remembrance of me. How often do we come sometimes and we're still consumed as we're partaking in communion with the week we've had? Whether it's been a sin that we're entrapped in, it's not about us. Do this in remembrance of me. Not in remembrance of our sin, not in remembrance of our successes, it's not about us. It's about what he has done. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus said. Be overwhelmed with the goodness and the grace and the mercy and the power of God. Come to the cross. Yes, we bring all that we are and all we're experiencing and everything else. But we come and be amazed at the perfect and holy sacrifice that willingly was given for us. I think it fits in great that we're having a worship and sharing service this morning. It brought to my mind years ago, Beverly and I were in a church in Red Deer. And they have two services every Sunday morning. Their early service, most churches when they go to two services, they're very similar services. Their early service is always a communion and sharing and prayer time. It's very informal. They share communion together. They come together as the people of God. They share, here's what God's doing in our lives. They share prayer requests and pray for one another. That's our prayer for this service. We would come together as the people of God. Communion does bring us together as the community of worshipers. And we worship the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, we come as individuals with our own stuff that we carry and we surrender it to him. But we also come collectively. And we want to expand on that collectivity this morning and have us participate by sharing. Here's what we're doing. We want to share communion earlier in the service here this morning. And then we'll get into the sharing here later. I usually do communion as a response to teaching time and etc. But as we come, we remember that, again, it's not about us. You know, if we get together today and we share all our strengths, we get competition. If we share our weaknesses, we get community. And Jesus calls us to be a community of worshipers, a community of followers of him. I want to read a psalm. I'm going to share something here just because it's a sharing service as much as anything, but also lead into communion with it. I've been reading through Psalm 119. I shared this before our holiday time with the staff, but I want to share it here this morning. If I find just as I'm reading God's word, certain verses really stand out to me, and sometimes he puts it together with different things going on in my life or that I hear about. And Psalm 119, I'm sure most of us know, it's the longest psalm in the Bible. Really, it's a love song to God's word. Because the author realizes how good God's word is, how much he needs God's word. And verse 133 says this, direct my steps according to your word. What a great prayer. I don't have it figured out, God, but would you direct me according to your word? Because your word is what gives me true life. On my own, I pursue after all these different things, but direct my steps, my footsteps, according to your word. What a great prayer. And the second part is, let no sin rule over me. Often we're trying to conquer sin in our own strength and our own will and our own determination. And Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. I have already conquered. We need to learn how to apply it to our lives. And that's why we come and we're amazed at who he is. Open ourselves up to more of his work in our lives. But it's him. Let no sin rule over me. We think, oh, it's me. I'm doing this. I need to stop letting this. We certainly participate with him in that. And the week that I read this, I also read some news I read a book a few years ago called Jesus Plus Nothing Equals Everything. It's a powerful title. A person who, actually it's Billy Graham's grandson, as he brought two churches together, amalgamated churches, a very rare thing to have happen, was just a traumatic time in his life. Deepest valley he'd been through in his memory. And he writes this book as he comes out of that valley, Jesus Plus Nothing Equals Everything. Because in the midst of that valley, he goes, Jesus is enough. When we don't have answers in other areas of life, Jesus is enough. And it's a powerful book, but the week I read this verse, Psalm 119, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Or another version says, guard me from any sin controlling me. It was the week I also read that pastor in the States had committed adultery. And, you know, we can hold guys up there, and sometimes we hold our leaders too high and whatever else. But my thought was, none of us are above that. We all need this prayer actively in our lives. Direct my footsteps, God, according to your word. Lead me constantly. Lead me daily. And guard me. Let no sin rule over me. You know, it is tragic. There is fallout. There is real people that are hurt when a leader falls. But it brought me right back to, but by the grace of God, and would you guard my heart, God? Because we can all slip into compromise in little ways. It's not the big decisions, right? They start with little compromises instead of following. And we come and we need to be amazed. And this was a person who was completely amazed. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. And he'd experienced that. And we all have. And there is grace and there is forgiveness. And that leader is going through a process of being healed and restored. So it's an opportunity as well. But we all need that healing and restoration in an ongoing way. None of us has it figured out. We all fail, as James says, in many ways. Right? This week, we've all sinned in many ways. We failed to love perfectly. And here we come to the cross. And it's about him. It's about what he's done. And we just bring it all. Bring it all. But make this part of our prayer this morning. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. I want to do a responsive reading this morning. I'm going to step aside because I didn't print it out. I'm going to read the black. Some of it will be written in black ink. Some of it be written in white. I'll lead us in the black. If we could together read the white lettering. This is on communion. This is our from our confession of faith. It's been written into a responsive reading. And hopefully we do this morning as we celebrate communion. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Listen, the Lord who fed the thousands on the hillside, who fed the 12 in the upper room, listen, he stands at the door and knocks. If we hear his voice and open the door, he will come in and eat with us. Jesus invites all his disciples to feast at this table. All who are members of God's covenant family, living in obedience to God and with integrity towards their spiritual brothers and sisters, gather to celebrate their communion with Christ and with each other. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Forgive our sins, our pride and self-sufficiency, our bitterness and division. Help us to examine ourselves and give us the grace to repent. We will leave the gifts of our worship at the altar until we have made right that which needs mending with you or in the church. And then, O Lord, Your kindness and forgiveness will feed our souls. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we bless you for the bread, for this sign of Jesus' body, for his life of compassion and his example of humble service. This loaf unites us in the one body and strengthens us for ministry. Lord, remember your body and deliver us from evil. I invite those who are serving communion this morning to come forward. And just like we've read there, it's for everyone who is a follower of Jesus Christ. Whenever you've surrendered your life and accepted that Jesus has died in your place, you are welcome to celebrate with us, whether a visitor, or whoever. This is for the body of Christ that we celebrate. If you're here this morning and you've never given your life to Jesus, you haven't personally experienced his forgiveness that he offers, I ask you to just observe what goes on. I remember observing for years when I first started going to church, before I had surrendered to God, watching and just watch what goes on and how we celebrate what God has done for us. We'll pass the bread. And as we do, there's going to be a CD playing, but really just consider who God is, his goodness, his power, and his strength. And we'll pray and partake together after everybody's served. Need that?
There is no greater love than this, that a man should lose his life and they're betrayed by a midnight kiss. You were given up to die, so I will see how you love has washed me clean. I am redeemed. There's none on earth, not wealth nor fame, to which I'll sing, for you're my king. On the day you turn, it never crossed your mind that I was not worth dying for. My soul you came to earth to find, so I will sing of all you love. Wash me clean, I am redeemed. There's none on earth, none wealth nor fame, to which I'll sing, for you're my king. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
thank you, Heavenly Father. Through what you have done, we are redeemed. You willingly gave your body. We're redeemed. We have a new nature, a new identity. We are redeemed. We're not identified. We're no longer characterized by what we've done, but by what you have done. And our new character is Christians, little Christs. And we thank you for what you have done. Incredible sacrifice made. You've lived perfectly so we didn't have to. We don't earn it. We receive this gift from you. We thank you for your body given for each of us. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Let's take it together. I want to read a couple more slides, responsive reading in preparation for the cup that we celebrate. In the same way, Jesus took the cup, blessed it, and said, "This is my cup. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Father, we bless you for the cup, for the sign of Jesus' shed blood, for his death on the cross, and his sacrifice for sin. This cup welcomes us into covenant forgiveness and promises us the riches of eternal life. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed, and we have been brought over from death into life. As often as you do this, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Again, there will be a CD playing as we reflect, as we receive the cup of Jesus, representing symbol of Jesus' shed blood for us. stand forgiven at the cross. It's in no other name is there forgiveness but Jesus, the perfect Lamb who willingly shed his blood for us. And we celebrate it. We celebrate. We are forgiven. We are freed. We have eternal life. Let's together participate. Thank you, Jesus. You did for us what we could not do for ourselves. What we could never do for ourselves. We couldn't earn it before you gave it. We can't earn it now or become deserving of it. You just simply say, you're worth it. Your passionate love moves you to break into human history, live a sinless and perfect life, and lay down your life as a perfect sacrifice to conquer sin and death so that we can be in communion with you, close, intimate, personal fellowship and relationship. And we thank you in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. Communion with God. Thus, it's an ongoing relationship. Thank you so much for serving. And so we want to hear about that ongoing relationship. I'm going to turn this mic on. Maybe it is. It is on. Right on. We're ready to roll. So I warned you, it's a sharing service. Let's share. You know, I was sitting in at Erna's funeral this week, memorial service, and thinking, you know, we do this there. We give praise and glory to God at funerals and memorial services. People were thanking God for Erna and the way she ministered to people and did visitation, praying as she's going to visit them, God, would you give me the scripture that they need now? And touched many lives. So we want to hear from people, but this is going on all the time. People is ministering through people. So if you've been ministered to, hey, this person or God directly through his word gave me this verse and this is what was the impact. But it's okay for us to share from Erna's perspective too and say, you know what, I was praying for this person and God gave me these words and I went and shared them and wow, it just seemed to have a real impact in their lives and I praise God. And together we praise God. And this is a place where we can share, you know what, this is what I'm struggling. I'm in the midst of the battle right now for truth and lies, or in truth and lies. And would you pray for me in this way? And we want to gather around you and pray for you. Where are you at in your journey? What is God inviting you to share with this, your body? And I know I'm all dressed up, but we want this pretty casual. This is a family getting together, caring for one another. So let's do that. Who will be bold and share, testify to the reality of God. Excellent. We got two here. Leo stood first and then pass it on.
I was reading Psalm 55 Thursday morning, and two verses were very special to me. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. I'm trusting him to sustain me. And it also says, when I am afraid, that's in Psalm 56, when I am afraid, I will trust you. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? And I want to keep trusting God. I also want to thank you all for your loving care in so many ways. The cards, the prayers, the food. Thank you so much. It's overwhelming what you have done, and your help at the funeral too. God blessed, and God gave grace, and I give God the glory. Thank you.
Amen. Let's just pray right now for Leo again. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are not a distant God. You didn't create us and then leave us here to struggle on our own, but you are the God who actively sustains. Thank you for sustaining Leo. We ask you to continue to meet him personally and powerfully in this journey, the changes that it brings to life, and the fears and all that it brings up. That you would be in that powerfully, continue to help us have the courage, the boldness to follow you and to minister to Leo and his family. Thank you in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, I'd like to just share also coming together this way and experiencing the communion together with all of you friends and our faith community here. And for us, this is a very normal kind of an event. It almost seems as if it's we entered into a sense of freedom and I think of our Nozomi in Myanmar, and I think of how unusual this kind of experience is in countries outside of our North American setting. In Myanmar, she constantly cautions us in terms of what we are to communicate, how we are to communicate with her. She lives in a restricted country. She's finishing her term there now in August, and we're looking forward to hearing from her in a more open way. Whenever she was able to get to Taiwan, we would contact with her, and that was a good experience. This whole week, I've been reflecting on friendships, and yesterday morning in our Gideon meeting, we were just reflecting on the last chapter of 2 Timothy in the verses 20 through to 22. Paul, he refers to a number of his friends there, and they are to be greeted. Friendship is really an amazing, amazing thing, and I think that to experience it and to enjoy it in a Christian setting is really a great blessing. On the 20th of July, hail came through our farm, and Sheldon, he was really right in the center of it, and a lot of damage on his crops, and he was quite discouraged, and he expressed that on his Facebook, and I just noted how many individuals gave him words of encouragement and words of inspiration and just sharing with him. And so on Friday, he just posted, and I kind of thought this was kind of a risky thing to do. He said, he just put it right on Facebook, come for dinner on Sunday. We'll take care of the food. And I thought, that's risky to do something like that. Helen and I, we couldn't spend time with them because we were at a family do in Brooks. But when we left, there were over 20 cars and more people coming on their yard. And just a display and a demonstration of friendship and support. And things are going to be okay. He's been busy combining and been rather surprised. The peas that he was combining all fell onto lodged peas, and so his header picked up everything, and there were no peas laying on the ground. So it was quite remarkable. So getting back to this thing about friendship, on Thursday, just to be here with Leo's family and the Kopp family, to see the remarkable demonstration of friendship and grieving together with a family. This is something that Christians have a unique gift that has been given to us, a friendship that is centered on our Lord Jesus Christ. So I just want to thank God for that.
Yeah, thank you, God, for friendship with you and for with one another, how we can journey together. Amen. Who else has a part of their journey they want to give glory to God for?
This week on Wednesday, I want to make sure all the kids remember that we're starting Backyard Bible Blitz, and it's at my parents, John and Dorothy Hubert, at their farm. And it's from 10 till 11:30, so the kids are all invited. And whoever wants to come and help, you're also invited to come, because we don't know how many kids there are going to be. We don't even know how many helpers there are going to be. But This is in response to my son being sad about no VBS this year. And so it's just come together in a really neat way. Beverly is going to be teaching from the life of Hezekiah. So we're going to spend time learning about God through Hezekiah, singing together, and doing some fun activities on the lawn and just having a great time together. So we're excited about what God's going to do in August on Wednesdays at the Hubert Farm.
What time does it start?
10 to 11:30.
That's from 10 to 11:30. So, yeah, that's great. Get together and create. Thank you, God, for creativity that can be used to disciple and train. Amen. Right on. Pardon me. Hello. Sorry, my wheel sneaked right by.
Hello, everyone. I'm a member of this church for a while, actually since 1944. And so my husband passed away less than a 2 years ago on October. And we live in Lethbridge, and he's gone to see the face of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm very well settled in Lethbridge and go to the Baptist church, and I'm able to get there and enjoy it. But I had a great longing to come to my own church, as it were, today. And so I'm very happy to be here. And the Lord has been doing new things for me, and I am renewed and refreshed and able to go on and think often of you. And I have some dear ones here and that also come and tend to me in Lethbridge. And my sister lives in Coaldale. So I want to wish you all God's richest blessing, and that he promises to lead us on. And I thank the Lord for this, for Gary and his dear wife, and for this communion service. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Catherine, and thank you, God, for faithfulness over time. Amen.
Well, if my Aunt Katie can give glory to God, so can I. And I am thankful for this church, the past, the present, and the future that we have to look forward to, and that it's God's church. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed how he said he will build his church, and the way he has provided workers, the way he has provided pastors, God's name is to be praised. Thank you.
Amen. Indeed it is, for his glory. Very good.
I just wanted to say thanks for all the prayers and the concern from everybody in this church.
Right on. Thanks, Bill. Love you. It's fun to journey with you.
Thanks.
Praise God. Someone else have a... Yeah. Oh, I'll go here because I'm already here. But I see that hand.
Yes. At the beginning of the summer, I had a nudge from the Holy Spirit to contact one of the couples in this congregation, and it just didn't work out until last Sunday. I asked if I could come over and pray with them. And then I wondered how in the world I was going to work that out, because it was only in the evenings that they were available. And I'm not always available in the evenings, and they're not always available in the evenings. So finally, after the funeral on Thursday, I was doing other things, and suddenly, in the evening, I had this, oh yeah, I haven't called them yet this week to make an appointment. So I gave them a call, and they were at home. So I'm walking to visit them, and I'm remembering from the afternoon, from the afternoon, how Erna had this reputation of seeking the Lord before she went to visit people. So I was wondering, I was starting to plan what I might say when I got to the people that I was visiting. And then I thought, no, in this case, I'm simply going to be open to what the Holy Spirit wants to speak through me. So I went there, knocked on their door, and we visited for a little while. And then I prayed with them. And I am so grateful to the Lord who sends. When he sends, he also gives the words. Not always ahead of time. In this case, right on time.
Amen. That's great.
Good morning, everyone. Joyce and Aaron and I had just come back from a 2.5-week trip to Eastern Canada, U.S., and over 8,000 kilometers, so God kept us safe, so we're glad to be back home again. And this morning, I was reading in Luke chapter 24, and it was a real challenging message to me. Luke 24 talks about the resurrection of our Lord and his ascension into heaven. And there's a verse in there that really challenged me. Verse 45, it says, "Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures." And these disciples had been going through a number of great emotions, from great sadness with the death of their Lord, and great excitement at his resurrection, confusion as well, trying to figure this all out. And he says, "Why are you so troubled? Why are you the way you are?" And then this verse comes along. He opened their minds so they could understand. And I realized that it's God that's going to have to open up my mind to continue to understand his word and his will for us. And as I look to this year that we're going to be here in Canada, that's my prayer. That's one of my goals, is that God would open my mind to really continue to understand the scriptures and his will for us, and just to grow in my relationship with him. Thank you.
Amen. He is a real revealer of truth. Excellent.
Well, I've had a week to recover from the soccer camp. My body has done me pretty well. And the week of the soccer camp was just a great blessing for me this year. Just the group of kids that I had in my small group, it was just a blast to have them. And as I went into the soccer camp, my wife said to me, "Is your body going to make it?" And after last year, I got home and I would lie down on the couch or on the floor for a whole hour, just drained. And I don't know, this year I just had so much energy. And I woke up one morning. We went for a walk at 5:30 every morning to get my body loosened up and everything. And I was awake earlier than that the one morning, and I just thought to myself, you know what? There must be some people praying for me and some of the older men in this camp. Because you know what? I had energy. My body didn't hurt. And I just felt great throughout the week. And I just wanted to thank you. And if there was somebody that was specifically praying for me, I just wanted to thank them so much.
Amen. It's a body event. All our ministries are. We're all involved, right? That was my minimal seeing what goes on in the soccer camp. Yeah, it's good stuff. Meaningful involvement in kids' lives. I'm out of here.
Normally, I would have had the chance maybe to do this from the front, but we have a new grandson, for which we are extremely thankful. Chelsea and Eric had a little baby boy last Sunday morning at 6:20. At 7 o'clock, we got a call, so we're grateful to God for health and for his blessing to them.
Right on. Brings new life in all sorts of forms. Excellent. Congratulations. Anyone else? I'm still here, even if I'm behind you. Oh, I haven't even been looking up to the balcony. Oh, they're looking.
I was thinking this morning about Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our present help in time of trouble. He is our refuge, and we can seek him anytime. And as I was looking through the computer knowledge there, and I'm just overwhelmed that God is our best surgeon. And he will take us through all kinds of trials and temptations. Thank you for this church.
Amen. Can we just pray for you, Alvin? Thank you, God, that you do meet us right where we're at, not where we wish we were, but where we're really at. We can face the truth of our position on a journey, and we pray for Alvin. You would continue to meet him personally and powerfully, yes, through your word, yes, through your body, and whatever other means you want to meet him, touch him, revive him, and restore him. Thank you for your power in his life. Amen. Anyone up there in the upper echelons?
I want to thank my Lord for my family. Just 2 weeks ago, my sister-in-law, Mary's sister, told us she was coming down to stay with us for 10 days. And during those 10 days, there were 3 days I was supposed to make myself scarce. And I battled with that for a while. I was going to refuse. And then I decided, yes, I will go. So I made contact with our children in Calgary. I said, I'm coming down for 3 days for relaxation, refreshment. I'll be coming by bus. Marg needs the car, so I'll be coming by bus to Calgary. I said, fine, they said they'd pick me up. Don't you think, just before I was ready to leave, our son phoned and says, Rudy, don't come. I've got the flu and I don't want you to have it. What was I going to do? The bottom had sort of fallen out. So I phoned my brother in Linden and I said, Herb, can I come to your house for a holiday? And he says, why, sure. I said, but you're going to have to get me from the bus depot in Calgary. Oh, that's fine, he says. I'll get you. So I got to Calgary. He was there to pick me up. I went to Linden, and I spent the first day in Linden. I had the most refreshing time there. As you all know, I was pastoring there for 1 year after I retired here. And that morning, I made the rounds of visitation once again to those that were still alive and those that were having difficult times. It was most refreshing. And then 2 days with my oldest son, his wife, and two little grandchildren, one 4.5 and one 2.5, and they just thoroughly played me out. But I also had time for going for a walk, for reading, and I enjoyed Keller's book so much, The Reason for God. It encouraged me anew. And I want to thank the Lord for family, also for this church. Thank you.
Amen. He meets us in unexpected ways and ways we can't plan. That's great. Thanks, Rudy. Anyone else have a word of testimony, your journey, things God is up to? Careful, Vince. How high you raise your arm, I'll give you the mic there. People of all ages can share, by the way.
I found a verse in the Bible what I kind of started making my own. You know, I'm so much among all kind of people who especially we have our weaknesses and we have our aches and pains and all these other things that is not always so easy to live with. And sometimes he talks about the golden years that we're going to have when we retire. Well, wait a minute. You know, there's other things too. And it doesn't always happen that way. But you know, God is still there for us. He guides us and He leads us and He loves us. And I'm so thankful for that. And the verse that I found there was, my health may fail. My spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. And I'm thankful that God is ours forever. And I'm so thankful for how He has helped and blessed me in my life in many, many ways. But there are also, I still make all kind of mistakes. And I know I need Him so badly.
Amen. Forever. All right. My sister visiting from up near Three Hills. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, I am Gary's sister. And I am thankful for family. I guess two things that I want to share. I've been reading in the book of Galatians lately because my husband and I lead the Bible quizzers in Three Hills, and the next books that we're going to be studying this next year are Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Some kids will commit all of the verses to memory. I'm not that energetic, and so I usually do about 45 a year. And so I've just been reading and reading and reading Galatians, getting ready for the beginning of the year. And chapter 1, verse 3 talks about Jesus rescuing us and saving us from our sins. And this past week was my spiritual birthday as well as my physical birthday. And so I'm really glad for Jesus saving me, that He sought me out and called me to Himself when I was 16 and through summer camp. So I'm thankful for camps. Thankful for the extra effort that Beverly put into making a special birthday meal for me. So I have so much to be thankful for.
Right on. Amen. Thanks.
This week I was at a ladies' Bible study, and we looked at a DVD, and the caption was, "What can wash away my sins?" And he elaborated on this, on the blood of Jesus, and it's so profound. That's where our sins go. They're gone. And because of his blood, and I can claim that. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Very good. Thanks for sharing that. Anybody else before we close this portion of the service? And maybe those are great closing words. Why don't we close in prayer and continue, though, as we go from this place, to testify, to share, to experience God, and share with one another. How about every visit we have? What are you learning about Jesus? How are you experiencing him this week? And continue to encourage one another by testifying about his goodness and his power and his amazing grace and forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we do thank and praise you. You alone are worthy of all praise and glory and honor. And we bow before you. We surrender our lives to you because your plans are good. Your plans are to prosper us and to lead us to good things. Quiet waters and green pastures. And may we grow in our faith and in our obedience in following you. But may our eyes not be fixed on us, because it's not about us. It's about you and what you've done and what you continue to do. And in all of this, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Send us as your called ones into a needy world for your glory and your sake. Amen. I've asked the tech team, they're going to play some songs. So if you want to continue to reflect, some songs that also reflect this theme, communion, about his forgiveness, what he equips us and empowers us to do, feel free to do that. And the rest of us will just quietly move out into the foyer. We get to continue to testify and share and visit out there before we go home for lunch and stuff. So bless you. God keep you this week. Amen. We're dismissed.